Yo, I'm Tommy Bong, he's Danny Tokes, and this is The Stash. Alright guys, this episode is going to be continuing last week's episode, because we had to go ahead and take care of some business, you know, some regulator shit, you know, what we had to do, you know. If that's when G and Nate Dogg, they know what's up in life.
No, nothing like that, just kind of like a spur of the moment. Buddy called me and was like, hey man, everything's legit, but I need you to come grab this stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, for sure. So I came to grab it, and dude told me, he's like, the feds have been watching. And I was like, oh god. And he's like, I probably need to go. I was like, yeah, thanks. And that was like 15 minutes before the show started. So when I talked to you, I was already like shit, like elbow deep in fucking shit. So it was fine.
And all I wanted was you to get home safe. So I was like, what's the date?
He's like, so I was sitting there panicking in the fucking Kroger parking lot. Yeah, it was great. That was absolutely fantastic. No, we're good tonight, man. Things are just as kosher as always. Been talking with some breeders, having some conversations with some people, and getting some scoops on some of the new really big hitter seeds that are coming out this year and, this season. And going to be having a lot of information for the outdoor season that's starting up here soon for most everybody in the country, except for California, who you guys have been running all the time. So you're going to have you guys just fucking do it all year long. Just lucky bastards. And there's other places that do it like that too, but Arizona's one of them.
Bro, okay, I've always wondered this right here. What the fuck does California sober mean? I live there. Nobody's sober.
California what?
California sober.
I think it means that you just, like, smoke weed and do a little bit of drinking. You don't, like, snort coke and, I don't know.
I was about to say, I lived in California for a little bit. Nobody there is sober, bro.
Yeah, no, nobody.
No, not at all.
No, nobody. I see that. Yeah, my kids are, like, screaming at me. They're like, Dad, nobody's in California sober.
See, they agree.
Yeah, they agree. They're all for it. They know.
And
they
that's
know
right, guys.
Up.
Danny Tokes is a real person that has kids. So it happens.
Shit does happen, man. No, those are the best things that have ever happened to me, man. And that's like kind of the reason why.
Those are little seedlings. There you go.
Yeah. These are the only other things that I take pictures of that grow besides cannabis. So. I'm like snapping beautiful pictures of my plants, and I'm like getting ready for, like, you know, doing my little sales pitch on the crystallization and trichromes and everything, and there's my kid doing something cute as fuck, so I just go and take some pictures of that too. It's natural when you're a parent.
There you go. Well, before we get into the anti-weed ad that we were going to do last week, let's go ahead and do last week's strain of the week. And that way, when we do this week's, it doesn't take away from each of the strains here, because they're both really great strains. So, Logan, I'll let you take it away on this. Danny Tokes.
Well, yep.
Oh,
yes,
I don't
sir.
Know what that was. You hear that, man? Somebody's just saying random names, dude. I don't know what the fuck.
Wild. So, okay. I just did something really bad, but it's okay. What we're going to do is we're going to do this week's strain of the week, which is going to be Hindu Kush, which we'll do the apple pie in just a minute or later on at the end of the show.
Ew.
But what we're going to do right now is
that's
we're
the one
get
that's the
Hindu
one I'm more interested in.
Yeah,
the two things
I
like, apples
one.
And pie.
Yeah, apples and pie. Especially when they're put together with weed, man, you know.
Right. Chicken
and then
pot
when you make
pie,
it into
man.
Its own little nugget of weed, man, it's nothing like it. But Hindi Kush is what we're going on today. I'm kind of opening up a little chapter when we're touching into, like, all the Kushes, because coming from where we came from, and I'm sure everybody heard about how good the Kush was from California. So one of the big ones is obviously the mother of all Kush would be Hindu Kush, and it is considered a land strain because landrace strain because it's from the Alps by Afghanistan and shit like that, you know, and it's purely indica. It is the one of the original pure strains of indica, and very, of course, frosty and beautiful when it's done. It has a little bit of a spicy, I don't know, like herbal kind of ammonia, aroma, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, that like kind of, man, it's earthy, like umami, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, yeah, it's definitely one of the sleepier strains that you get from all of the, of course, Kush's is dominant with indica, but this one won't put you to sleep. It'll make you hungry, but it'll take care of any back pains. It'll take
Tommy
care
Bong,
of any kind of, like, muscle. Yeah. On average, the cannabinoid percentage on a Hindi Kush is going to be about 19%, but I've seen it go up to, like, 21, 22, depending on how you're doing it. It does have a CBD 1%. A lot of people don't know that. It does have a pure down CBD effect, but it's definitely the predominant strain when it came to, like, the mother of all the Kush plants. And of course, from Hindi Kush, you're going to have your OG Kush and your Purple Kush, which, if you know much about growing, man, those kind of, like, opened up the doors for a lot of that Grape Ape, Purple Herbal, you know, that really good shit. Green Crack, man.
Green Crack.
Yeah.
And as all you listeners that don't know what Green Crack is, go back to the
episode
Roasting the World did with Nemo as a guest. He will tell you about a Green Crack blunt that went around at a party for like a year and a half.
Yeah, no, the stuff is sticky, icky. It's super burn slow. It's one of those big party it's high, considering consistency, it's 25%. I've seen it go as high as. And, when I first started my little operation here, I was like, man, I've got to have, you know, some of these endo plants as well as all these bomb-ass sativas that I'm growing. So I threw a Green Crack in there, man. And let me tell you, what came out of that soil was nothing less than miraculous, my guy. It just, from the gate, had so much terpenes and just so much stick.
Ooh.
It was just insane. I think I showed you that bloody banner that I've got going right now.
Yeah.
Bro, that is, it's a 2-gen ninja fruit, right? With a Bruce banner. So, and you know, anything Bruce Banner is going to be big in size, big in smell, big in flavor, and crossing it with that ninja fruit like it was has made it extremely, extremely pungent. And that stuff's going to be coming up quick.
Cool.
And we'll be getting, and I'll be trying to get you some of that too, for sure.
I was about to say, dude, I might need to take a trip to visit.
Yeah, man.
All right. Let's jump into the anti-weed ads. Now, over the years, there's been a gazillion different ones. The one from, like, way, way, way back in, like, before our parents' day, there was the Reefer Madness one that came out that's, like, if you smoke pot,
yeah,
you're going to shoot your friend and shit like that. Yeah. So, I mean, but in our lifetime, I would have to say the best one, in my opinion, would have to be Pete's Couch. And I don't know. I know you remember it. I don't know if anybody else does. But my opinion,
course,
it looked like it was fun. It had everything on it, from weed to food to friends to weed and weed, man. I mean, I would hang out on Pete's Couch.
Oh, yeah. And I think, actually, I'm familiar with the couch, and I've seen several of them in several places. And they just give a really good warm feeling, like, you know, I want to hang out there vibe.
Right? That's what I'm saying. I would have kicked it with Pete. It's like that couch had, it always had a friend on it. It always had a loaded bong or pipe or a joint or something.
Yeah,
and
bro,
the TV was always on,
the
and there was
like,
food on. I'm in. You had me.
I know.
Pete,
it, those things were, like, funny to me because as a kid, even as a kid, you know, growing up in the culture, it was so funny when I seen those things and I noticed, like, the discrepancies. I was like, you know, ultimately that's really not a bad place to hang out.
Right? Yeah. Like, when you see it, you're just like, damn, I'm good. What are they trying to do?
I'm chilling with Pete. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, me and Pete are dudes, bro. In fact, I think I might know who this commercial's based off of, really, man.
Bro, we need to find Pete and have him on the show.
Yeah. We need to get him.
Oh, my God.
And be like, hey,
how
man,
great
your
would that be, bro?
I will
totally look him up. I will look up those commercials, find out the dude that was in them, and I will freaking... I don't know how,
we need him on here.
Freaking email him right now. Like, I'll Facebook him, like, bro, come on the show.
Yeah, we want to do an interview with you, man.
Hashtag.
First,
all I'm going to ask is, hey, bro, can I be on Pete's couch with you? And if he says yes,
yeah.
I'm in.
And I would like we have to face the reality that we might meet this guy, and he might be, like, the biggest anti-pot dude ever.
Oh, I know, dude. And that would be so disappointing.
I would just challenge accepted, man. He's going to eat some brownies that I make for him. He's not even going to fucking know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I think I would cry a little bit. Maybe on the inside, you know, like nothing like Nickelback playing crying, but maybe like Creed playing crying, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
no,
like,
you remember that guy?
Arms wide open,
funny,
and it's like tears come down a little
funny
bit.
Funny backstory.
Yeah, like
do you remember that guy, Joe? The guy that was, like, from out of town, he's, like, California, randomly popped up in the area we were at. So, dude shows up. He says he didn't really smoke weed, but his mom has a bunch of, like, really good weed. So we were like, yeah, sure, come on, buddy, hang out with us. And,
I know where this is going.
Yeah. Well, this dude was sitting there, smoked out so high. I mean, he sat there and was giggling like a French schoolgirl. Saying that we look like Mario characters. And,
No, dude. You don't remember how that got started? I made him think that he was sitting there talking about Bugs Bunny. This is what happened. I know that came on later on. But the beginning of this was he was so high, right? And we were kicking in our friend's property that there was this kick-it trailer it all of a sudden. But he used it like to take a piss or something because it was all dudes who would step outside to take a piss, you know, like a dude would. Well, dude steps outside, stoned as shit, and I forget who I might have been you. I said it to at first, like it was me, you, and another homie, and a couple other homies in there. But I said it to you guys, like, watch this. If he when he comes back in, I'm gonna tell him that he's been talking about freaking like Mario and Bugs Bunny and shit for like the last 20 minutes. Just got up and walked outside, right? And then makes a bunch of shit. He comes in, we tell him that he believes us. And then that leads into what you're talking about with the whole Mario.
Right. No, I was outside handling some business when you guys were fucking with this dude, right? So I was outside talking to somebody about something. And then I come back in, and he's sitting there giggling like a little French schoolgirl. I'm like, man, what the fuck is wrong with this dude? And you guys are laughing at him because he's obviously an idiot. And he starts telling me that I look like a Mario character.
I got a couple more stories from him.
So bad. I've got a couple stories too, but I don't admit to telling anything.
You remember the time, were you there the night that he said he can get out of any trunk? So we were like, all right. And we like locked him in the trunk. He gets out, right? He did. I don't know how he did it, guys, but he did. So he must have been locked in trunks before. But I bet him. I was like, bro, I bet you can't do it again. And he's like, I was like, I bet you anything you can't do it again, right? I don't know. It was like $10 or whatever, right? He gets in. He closes it. I hold the trunk shut. He couldn't get back out. All we see is him just banging on it and, like, crying.
crying. I remember that. That guy, man, I remember.
Should we tell the breaking in story? Because I'm pretty sure it's been over, like, I think we can say it now without anybody knowing or us getting in trouble for it.
I don't know, man. That's kind of where I'm, like,
debating. I got it. I'll tell the story, but I'll tell it I got it. All right.
Bet.
All right.
Handle it.
This guy, same dude. We're all kicking it one day. And he tells some friends of ours. Yeah, see? I'll just change it around a little bit. He tells some friends of ours hey, I got some good weed sitting in my house right now and nobody's home, man. So we get them high, right? And, you know, a couple of our friends are like, yo, watch this. You know, so, they decided to go to the store, right? Well, you know, homeboy stayed. So, you know, when our friends went to the store, they had to pass his house, right? So when they passed his house, right, they kind of went into his house and borrowed a couple cups of sugar and found some marijuana that was just stashed there for some odd reason, right? And, you know, they kind of took it. Dude never knew him. I thought it was funny. All right, see? Yeah? Huh? Beat that story.
Yeah. You did pretty good with that. Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot more PG than the way I was probably going to have to describe it.
Yeah, because I do, you know.
I remember during that whole little adventure of that happening, this lady walks up on those people mm-hmm. that were... And I remember... like, she looks, and they're, like, holding the window open, right? And I look back at her, and I'm like, no, he just left his phone in there, ma'am. It's fine. And she's like, you guys know this really looks suspicious. And I remember speaking to her. I was like, you know what? It's fine. And she bought it and kept on fucking walking.
And then we all booked it.
And then we, yeah. I mean,
we weren't whoever, there, remember? It was our friends.
Yeah, whoever the fuck was there, they left. And
Tommy Bong and Danny Tokes was not there that day. I swear to you.
Yeah. Yes, that was, man, those were the wild days, but.
Oh, my God. You know, I randomly ran into him at a party one time. Like, okay, remember when, were you there when he went to jail? He disappeared one day, and nobody heard from him for a while, and I heard he was in jail or some shit, right? I go to a party out in the counties one day, dude, and he randomly was there. And he gave me the cold shoulder, bro. I was like, hey, what up? And he was just like, I feel like you didn't even know me. I was like, all right, homeboy, so it is. Last time I ever saw the dude. Long story short, with that dude, I pissed in his hat one night, and then we super glued it to his head.
It might be why he gave you the cold shoulder, man.
It might be why he gave me the cold shoulder. But in that defense, that was Amanda and Kim's idea.
Oh, man. It was, in everyone else's defense, it was always someone else's idea. I'm the participant and the victim in many of these stories.
No, well, that one story was, I forget who it was that was passed out, that we I threw baby powder on his face and he dick slapped him. That was all your idea.
Oh.
You just wanted to imprint it across the face, I guess, bro. I don't know.
I forgot about that.
Oh, that was a good night, too. Okay, anyways, back to the show, guys.
Yeah.
Another anti-weed ad would be, this one's just called the flat anti-pot ad. It's where this chick would be sitting there and, like, her friends would be all around her and she'd just be smoking, and the more she smokes, like, she would get flatter and flatter and flatter and shit. I don't know if you remember seeing
right.
that one or not. It,
absolutely.
I want to say that was probably in our 20s that probably was on TV, you know, where Pete
Scouts
was more in
the high school
days. Yeah,
no, I remember thinking she just needs a blowjob.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Bro, all I thought was so she's got the friends, she's got the weed, she's still flat, she needs a blowjob. That'd keep everything balanced.
There you go, bro. You just solved it, man.
Yeah.
That's like a 15-year mystery that you just solved. Way to go, man.
Oh, I had a lot of time on my hands. But, yeah, I thought about that ad a lot at random points in my life.
Sat in your jail cell at random points thinking about that ad, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, man, one day I'm going to be doing a podcast, and this is going to come up, so I need to think about it.
Oh no, it's just simple. It's a simple additive. It's like they tell you that pot is the reason she's deflating. Well, obviously, she's inhaling something. It's not causing her to go flat. She's missing something in her life, and you know, it's just a blowjob. So,
yeah, should she be getting bigger if she's smoking?
You know, but there's a hollow deep pole inside of her. She just needs a blowjob. That's all it is.
Oh. Oh man. Well, those are the two main ones I could think of from like commercials. What's some of the commercials you know of, though, that I left out on the?
Oh man. So of course you have like the old posters, the anti-reefer cigarettes. You know.
Yeah.
The one that I can't get out of my head. Is the guy naked, hunched over the girl, blowing into, like, a tuba that's, like, blowing in her butt. And it's like, this isn't normal behavior. But after you smoke reefer cigarettes, it is. And I'm thinking to myself, man.
Dude, don't lie. You know you've gotten high and it's like, man, can I shove this tuba I got in somebody's ass and blow it?
I'm definitely
you know
not lying when I say
in your
I
mind.
Never got high and thought about shoving a tuba up my ass.
Same here, man. I've never thought of shoving.
I don't know, man. You
kind of
came into that with like, oh, you know, it happens all the time.
Whoa, bro. You know, you've been high and you're like, this tuba.
No, no, I
don't
know.
You don't think about
but...
Bandcamp memories and whatnot.
Bro, if you and I thought about Bandcamp in any way similarly, we would have been on different ends of the spectrum, buddy, because at no point did I ever think about shoving a tuba in my ass. Well, what kind of porn are you watching?
Obviously, tuba and ass porn, bro. Come on.
Yeah. No, the question is, what kind of fucking porn are you watching? Because you're feeling like
you're
like
defending this
like
it's
normal.
What kind of,
like,
the question would be, what instrument shoved where and what kind of music being played?
Wow. He's like, bypass the awkward questions. Let's get straight into the fucking what's going to happen when I get my hands on you, little boy.
Just
oh,
think
no.
What I do with my guitar. No, I'm kidding.
I'm very threatened.
Put that in somewhere and you just pluck those strings a few times.
And they're butthole puckers.
Oh, man. This show is totally taking a left turn, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Before Shane, like, pops up out of nowhere, let's turn this car back, you know, straighten the wheel up a little bit here.
Yeah. Focus back.
All right. I got a couple of these anti-weed poster things, too. All right, here's one. Smoking marijuana wastes relationships. Using pot wastes relationships, time, and money, and job.
I'm
that one too because I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I do pretty good.
Yeah, same here, bro. Since being out here in the last 6 years, I've gone through two jobs, and one of them was because the place shut down. So, like, I'm doing good. So I don't think, I think that's a BS poster. That's probably one of those ones from like the 60s or some shit.
We literally lost service for, like, a few seconds there. What did you just say, bud?
I said that's a BS poster. It's probably one from, like, the 60s or some shit. It's the way it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the time when you had to, like, worry a lot about regulation, too. So if you got caught smoking plants, you were about to lose your job. But it was, you know, not necessarily
true. I didn't think
because,
of that.
Yeah. There was I look at those things more as, like, threats.
Well, the next two, they get better, bro. I got two more, and they keep getting better. All right, the next one is cranberry sauce, but forget the marijuana. Terry was convinced to take a toke of a joint to relax with his friend. Terry killed his friend that gave him the joint in a pot rage.
Pot rage?
The motherfucker took the last brownie. Terry cut his throat.
I have been mad about several things in my life, running out, you know.
But not while you're high, though, right?
But not, like, where physical violence is even, like, a thought.
Not in a pot rage.
No, a pot rage for me is like
to,
when I rate the refrigerator.
To me, a pot rage to me is
aggression.
You know, let me smoke a few and then send me to a buffet. That's a pot rage, bro. Because I'm about to rage out and take out a buffet.
Yeah. The rage I'm thinking about after being stoned is going to be like a very aggressive tactic that I use to like take care of what's in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Right. Like.
But,
the most rage I'm going to have is the sound I make when I open a jar or something.
There might be some rage if the ice cream machine's out, but that's just...
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's normal.
What do you mean you're
never,
a freaking...
I personally, I don't know, man. That's more like a... To me, that ad right there says more like, don't share your weed with people that you don't know who they are because they might get into a rage of weed and kill you. That doesn't tell
right.
me not to smoke pot. That tells me not to share with you, you fucking lunatic.
Right. All right, man. The next one's even better. All right. The poster just says marijuana. I'm going to describe this poster
Ooh.
To you because I can remember this.
Paint
it says marijuana. And it has a picture of a lady holding a man, but I'm going to say, I mean, somewhere in his 20s or so, right? Holding him, right? And he's like dead or something. And it's, what will your mother say when she finds your corpse?
Wow.
You're right.
Wow. When my mom finds
my
corpse.
I would save the best one for last.
That's... Even my kids were laughing at that one. That took a dark turn, you know?
Right?
That one took a little dark turn, and it kind of made me sad. I'm like, man, what kind of pot are you growing, bro? Or like smoking, you know? Like, is that stuff
right?
laced with some PCP, or is it some?
Well, I think that's the one before this one. That's the cranberry sauce, and you get the marijuana. I think that might be some laced ass PCP shit or something.
Or just like a fictional situation that they've created to make us feel bad about smoking pot.
Yeah, it could be that also.
Yeah, because there's not been anybody murdered by weed as far as statistics in the United States country. Wow, hey.
Yeah, I was about to say, bro, there's been people murdered for weed, but not by weed.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's, I mean, like substantial amounts and like deals and stuff like that can go bad, but... That's why the black market is so hard to work in, right? But definitely never from...
Preach on, Danny Tokes, preach on.
Yeah. Yeah, I can go into all that, but that'll have to be for another show.
You know, yes, I say that right there is probably another own episode down the line.
Yeah,
the life of the black marketer.
Yeah, we'll go into the, you know, black market versus the white market, as they like to call it, and that's just the versus legality versus illegal pot. But we'll get into that conversation another time. That's a whole another thing.
Well, I thought, you know, I thought it would be fun if we do, like, different prices of the pot around, you know, in different areas.
Yeah. Yeah,
since
yeah,
me and
like
you both grew up in Arizona, we'll start with Arizona and then we'll just compare different areas to it. So in Arizona prices, guys, this is your average out there. When I give you these numbers,
ago,
yes,
maybe.
It could change. Yeah, it could change a little bit depending on the person you know or, you know, where you're at and, you know, a little bit of that shit. But these are your basics, guys. For Reggie prices out there, it's 60 an ounce. 20 a dub, 10 a dime, and 30
about...
a half. And now that's just your regular Mexican Brit type weed. Your cron prices out there would be your normal cron prices, most likely everywhere. Except for every now and then it got so much out there that it was, you're finding it for like 5 to 10 a gram and shit like that.
Yeah, I remember there for a minute, it got to be like $60 an eighth.
Yeah, it was getting cheap there for a little bit, man. Hello? All right, well, I think we might have lost Logan, guys. It's cool. If he lost service, it's all right. I'll continue talking on for just a minute or two. Anyways, like I said, that was your Arizona prices. So I'm going to go over to Tennessee prices now. Now, your Tennessee prices is going to be more expensive because, you know, Mexico's not right there or nothing. So it's $125 for an ounce here, $50 or so for a half, $30 or so for a dub or what you call a quarter, or $20 or so for a dime or a half a quarter. Now, that's your pretty much regular weed prices. Now, like I said, that can change if you know the right person and, you know, shit like that. Your chronic prices is the same. That's going to be the same most likely where you're at for, you know, your normal chron price or your fire, whatever you want to call it. These kids are calling it nowadays. It all be chron to me, man. But, yeah, that's about it with that. Now, I know if Logan was still here, we'd be doing another strain of the week. Hey, I think
there.
Logan's back. Hey,
yeah.
Yay, you're back.
Yeah, sorry about that, man.
Oh, you're good, bro.
Sorry about that,
all good, man. Shit happens when you party naked in Mexico. Now, I went over to Tennessee weed prices, which, you know, out here it's $125 or so for an ounce, $60 or so for a half, $30 or so for a dub or a quarter, $20 or so for a dime or a half quarter, whatever you want to call it.
Now, are we talking about the regular, like, Reggie strain?
Yeah, now this is just your Reggie prices. Your crime prices out here be about the same.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't buy grams.
Personally,
I don't buy it by the gram. I always buy mine, you know, by a quarter or a half or so. So I would say.
I usually say
it's about 50 a quarter. No, for me, I get about 50 a quarter, which is cheap because I know one guy.
Yeah. So I'm guilty of not really knowing the prices except for what I sell my stuff for. Right. So, ounces are going for $220, $240.
Not bad.
Yeah, no half ounces, of course. It's like, I mean, it all depends on who you are, I guess. And just general, like, street prices, I guess, would be for a half would be, like, what, $140, $130, $120?
Give or take, yeah, somewhere in that nature.
Yeah. I know it's $2,200 a pound, $3,750 for a kilo. We can go
from
there up.
You know the market price of the higher up of it.
Yeah. And so I guess, like, break it down prices. I mean, $10 a gram, $15 a gram is probably what average, you know, you're working with for some people.
That's about what it is nowadays.
Yeah, 10, 15 a gram. But now I've got...
You remember when it used to be 20 a gram and then the really, really, like, good cron, or what they call, like, the fire, whatever the fuck now it is, would be, like, maybe 25 or some shit back in the day?
Yeah. You'd get the good loud or whatever they called it, and it would be 20, and then you'd get this one that was, like, basically the same thing, but it was off the medical cola, and it was, like, $25 a gram. And
that was back in the day, man. Some train
that
wrecks.
That was back in the day,
like
yeah.
That. Oh my god.
Yeah, that was.
Those
were
the good old
days. Yeah. Hey, give me 1 second to hop back on here, real quick.
You're good, broski. Like I said, guys, things happen. We are real people. When he gets back, we will do the strain of the week. So till then, I'm just going to mumble on like I know what I'm talking about and say things like, Oh, I guess I can go over this. I will be doing a episode of Roasting the World tomorrow night with Shane and Lacey. We got a few things we got to go over with it, guys. We might be doing a name change for the Dynamic Duo show. Something like that. Might be working on a new name for it, but that would be awesome. And then Thursday night, Lacey will be doing the Ask Me Levice show, and you might even hear me on there too because, you know, I'm cool like that. But make sure you all tune in for that. And if you have any questions for the Ask Me Levice show, you know where to send them to. You can send them down here to the Roast in the World. You can send them on here at Blog Talk Radio. You can send them to me on my Facebook page, even though I'm not supposed to give up my real Facebook on this one. And then, if you have any questions about that, guys, feel free to send us – Oh, hey, he's back again, man. No, I was just letting everybody know about the other shows this week and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was listening in on you. I just have
madness
with these little micro mini screaming angels that I have.
Well, if you want, bro, we'll
I think what you said was
this,
when I came back, we were going to do the strain of the week, which was the offshoot.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and do that, man, and we'll call it a night on the show, man.
Yeah, sorry, they're not really being cooperative for me.
Do not apologize, man. This right here, like I said, what I tell you before the show came on the air, this show is that we're real people, guys. We're real live people, real things happen in real life. You hear background noise, get over it.
Yeah.
Logan, tell your wife to stop crying. And I think I lost Logan again, guys. It's cool. It's cool. It's all right. That's how it is. Yeah. But anyways, guys, like I was saying, I'll be doing an episode of Ask Me LaVar, or Lacey will be doing an episode. Rewind. Lacey will be doing an episode of Ask Me LaVice on Thursday. And if you have any questions or anything for that, feel free to send them in to me. Feel free to send them to her, Shane, our new guy that I'm not going to give his name on this show, but I'll say it on our other shows. You know, anything like that, and we'll get the questions to her. Post them on our Facebook, Twitters, all that nonsense. I don't know what all everybody else has. I have a Facebook and like 4 Twitters that I don't know how to get on anymore. If anybody knows how to hack my MySpace account, feel free to, and then y'all can show me how to get on it again. Besides that, guys. Ooh, I lost Logan. His call has been dropped. Well, if he isn't called back in the next couple minutes, we'll go ahead and just call this episode, guys. No worries. Like I said, we'll be doing some more shows I'll be doing a couple more shows this week. Tomorrow night, it'll be me and Shane. Next night's me and Lacey. So I want you guys all to tune in. We'll be doing another The Stash next week, same time. Same day, same time type shit, guys. So Tommy Ball and Danny Tokes will be back for it. No worries. Like I said, things happen. And, yeah. Besides that, that's about it on here. I know he wanted to do the strain of the week, but he got disconnected. So it's all good in the hood. In fact, hold on. Let me see if I can call him back real quick, guys. And I'll see if I can get him back on. Hold on, guys. Let me make noises and say this a lot. And as I'm doing this. Hold on, guys. We are calling. Calling him right now. We are dialing. So I take it he really did get disconnected. Alright, well, it is all good, guys. No worries. Like I said, we'll be doing another episode next week. We'll do the strain of the week then, or we might even do another episode this week. It's something, who knows, man. But tune in the next couple of days. We'll do more shows. I'll let everybody know more about it next few days. And, I hope everybody has a great day. And with all that being said, if you take anything away from tonight's episode, remember to always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.